You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Marie-Sophie Schwarzer asks what her hometown of Düsseldorf can teach us about urban planning.
The capital city of the German state of Nordrhein-Westphalia established itself as a metropolis in 1882. Back then, horse-drawn carriages would roll down Düsseldorf streets, until one day, 3 years down the line, Carl Benz introduced the automobile and consequently gave rise to the car-centric city. Across the world, the needs of the car began to shape urban planning. And it was during this era, in 1962, when Germany's car industry was booming, that Düsseldorf received a modernizing makeover, and with it, an overpass that became known as the Tausendfüßler, which means millipede in English, thanks to its many delicate pillars. The Tausendfüßler became a characteristic architectural element of the city and was listed as a historic landmark in 1993. Yet by 2001, there was talk of tearing down the overpass to make way for the Kürbogen project. Even I protested when the Minister of Transport agreed to the removal of the Tausendfüßler. I'd grown up with it, and it had come to possess a life of its own. This was one millipede no one wanted to see trampled. When the decision fell, a goodbye party was held, and dozens of people chipped off a piece of the concrete bridge to take home as a souvenir. The story of the Tausendfüßler is a familiar one. Just like many overpasses before it, it had been built at a time when cars ruled the world. Thus, the Tausendfüßler was doomed to suffer the same fate as the Embarcadero Freeway in San Francisco, which gave way to a waterside promenade, and the Chungacheong in Seoul, the removal of which brought to light a lost waterway. The list of examples is long, and in each case, an overpass was removed in order to give rise to an urban development that favored green space and pedestrianization over outdated car-centric architecture. In Düsseldorf's case, the removal of the beloved Tausendfüßler allowed the construction of the city's new Kürbogen to go ahead. For decades, the northern part of the inner city of Düsseldorf had been dominated by the elevated road. Its removal let the city reclaim and redesign its city center, while finally letting landmarks such as the National Theatre by Bernhard Pfau and the Dreischeibenhaus office tower by Hendrich Petschnig at Partner shine again. They'd been hidden in the shadow of the bridge for too long. The completion of the first part of the Kürbogen, designed by the Polish-American architect Daniel Liebeskind, elevated the value of the Königsallee and reconnected this luxury shopping mile with the leafy Hofgarten Park. Liebeskind's retail and office space, wrapped in a glass and natural stone facade, may not be to everyone's taste, but it sure has created a novel landmark for the city and established a new leisure and shopping space that adds to and expands the historic Königsallee. The next step is the completion of Kürbogen II. This second project, envisioned by the Düsseldorf-based studio Ingenhofen Architects, will reconnect the inner cities east and west, which had been divided by the Tausendfüßler for decades. Kürbogen II will unite both areas through the construction of pedestrianized zones and a retail and office development whose roof will double as a public garden and form a link to the neighboring Hofgarten Park. By 2019, the fall of the Tausendfüßler will have given rise to a lively new city center. This project, many years in the making, goes to show that in order to design the city of the future, we must sometimes take a risk and rip something down that's become very much a part of the city, if it means that it will unite neighborhoods, open up green spaces and waterways. Sometimes you have to let go for something better to take root.
Our very special thanks there to Marie-Sophie Schwarzer for that report on Düsseldorf's urban planning. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.